Welcome to It's Your World, I Just Live In It, a weekly podcast that discusses a variety of subjects. Well, hello everyone. I apologize if in the background you hear something and think, is that a fan? Yes, it is. On the way to record the podcast last week, Phoebe, my dog, came in and was laying at the bottom of my feet, and that's when I realized, oh, we've got some bad weather coming. Therefore, this took on the week of me losing my power, my air dying because it had a power surge or got lightning strike, which thank God, as far as I know, nothing else has been affected. So I'm without air, long story, but it will get fixed soon. Thank God for insurance. Anyway, so last week I was going to discuss how I started a blog about Mackinac. And originally, before I started this podcast, I was going to start a blog. I think I talked about that. And I thought, I don't know anything about blogging. I don't read blogs. But to be perfectly honest, so many people reach out to me, which I'm so honored to talk to me about Mackinac, that I really felt I needed to have a page to send them to as opposed to giving them a thesis that I like to write out whenever they reach out to me, because I can go on and on, as in case you have not noticed it. So it is called Totally Mackinac Island, and it's under totallymackinac.com. I did create an Instagram page, Totally Mackinac Island, and I try to, luckily I can do it from my phone, write every day if possible. It's almost like a journal in a way. So I'm learning. I did not know for the first page on my blog. My sister went to go check on it. She said it's saying, oops. Well, I contacted them. Yeah, I hadn't published it. So this is all learning. I've got a lot of seminars that they have on there that I was hoping to do last weekend. But again, things came up. I'll get to it. So what I'm going to do today is talk real quickly about something that helped me learn Mackinac Island even more, and that is a tourism page. So it's under mackinacisland.org. And folks, if you're not using this page, if you're going to visit this island, you are missing out, because they have everything and they've only improved it each year. This is how I started finding the places for me to stay, and then I would go down a rabbit hole because I love to research. So what I'm saying is that you do want to use this page as much as you can. When you get on there, you're going to see up at the top that they have 2021 season updates. As we all know, COVID is still out there, but things are opening fully again. And as far as I know, Michigan, starting July 1st, will be fully open with no restrictions. Now, with that being said, that doesn't mean that there could be a possibility that maybe, for example, some places up on Mackinac might prefer if you wear masks, because they are a small island. So just remember that. Be considerate of that. So they talk about lodging, your visitor's guide, how to contact them. They also have a blog, jobs, and a map. I know I've mentioned this before. Have a map. Take a map. Print it out. Get one there. Get it in the book. Do whatever. This is going to be your, because even though you have your phone, it doesn't mean that you're always going to have the best reception. So keep that in mind. So on the tabs, they have things to do. So if you click on there, they have explore by boat, for a rainy day, all things horses, history, landmarks, fudge making, all things bike, explore by foot, golf, spa and massage, walking tours. Then they have shopping, so you have your gift shops, clothing, hotel shopping, art galleries, downtown shopping, grocery hardware stores, and fudge shops. So I found this interesting, especially if, let's say, you don't have a bike, you can go in here and see explore by foot. I love to do both. I like to bike and I like to walk, so it depends on my mood. I like to put on my earphones and listen to podcasts or music. I never know what my mood's going to be, so sometimes I prefer to walk. And honestly, it might be better if I'm not trying to generate a bike, because I'm pretty clumsy, all right? So I know it's been raining up there, so people could have really gone on here to see what to do on a rainy day. Another thing, ask people there. Ask somebody that is on, if you're staying at a hotel, ask them. If you aren't staying there, if you're just there for the day, go into the tourism bureau or ask, grab somebody that you see is working there. Ask them and say, listen, what should I go do? They're going to tell you. And if they don't know, they're going to find somebody that will tell you. Because most people have either worked there for seasons upon seasons or live there. Or if they have not any information, they're going to direct you to somebody that will. All right? So do that. All right, so under places to stay, there's going to be resorts, hotels, bed and breakfast, condos, cottages, and homes. And they're also going to have, like, lodging specials. You're going to have the island map and the Mackinac Island lodging video. So another thing to remember, get on this page if you're really considering going on Cyber Monday. Why? Because they give a ton of deals. Now, you have to make sure to look at the dates because that could be something that could really be something that they have restrictions on. So make sure you check that out before you do that. All right. So then once you've done that, you've got your restaurants and nightlife. And when you click on that, you've got underneath there, there's hotel dining, downtown dining, other island dining, nightlife, and Mission District. And they're going to have, like, next to it, they have the dining guide. They're going to have Mackinac Island nightlife, 5 things to do after dark. One of them is to actually, I don't think that they mentioned this, but you do want to sit down there and people watch if you're, because it's amazing. And then sample the taste of Mackinac Island. The whitefish dip, just, you guys get it. Whitefish up there is a staple besides fudge. So do yourself a favor and get the whitefish. Whether it be a sandwich, whether it be a dip, do it. All right, plan your trip. You've got getting here, getting around the island, suggested itineraries. This is a great one to check out if you've never been. Accessibility, you know, guides and maps, request a guide, and island specials. So you got weddings and groups. So you've got weddings, event planning, conventions and meetings, reunions, and group tours. Right now, if you're up there on the weekends, you're going to see a wedding. You're going to see lots of weddings. And last year, there were not so many. So some of them have been postponed to this year. If you did not see on the news or you don't follow anything on social media, the Yacht Club was hosting a wedding over Memorial Day weekend. And all of a sudden, they were told they had to evacuate because the house next to them was on fire. And this was a private residence. The wedding party had just, the father of the bride was just getting ready to speak, and he had to stop, and everybody left, and the bride and groom decided to go down and pray at the church for everyone involved, for the firefighters, for anyone in there, which spoke volumes. There's a really unique picture of them kind of running, it almost looks like running away to go down there. And even though they've already had their wedding postponed a year, and then they've just had to leave because of a fire. So as they go down, little did they know that everyone on the island was working to get this wedding going again. So down at Mission Point, they have built this new area on top, and they set everything up again, contacted down to some of the restaurants downtown, and they provided food, and the ferries went back and shuttled people back for free, and the wedding went on at no extra cost to these places, because this is how this island works. I'm trying so hard not to cry right now because this story gets me. I will share it on the page. It is a beautiful story. This is the kind of story that needs to be out there right now. Instead of all the negativity, this positive story needs to be out there. So I can't help but think, what a fantastic way for them to not only honor that bride and groom, but just to honor the island, to show how everyone pulls together. So, because you do feel that. You feel that when you're there. It's not a competition. It's not, oh, well, this place is better than this place. I have my own personal fudge shop, but you know what? I'm going to tell people to try all the other fudge shops because I don't know what you're going to like. But the thing is that nobody's going to talk bad about those other fudge shops. Every fudge shop is different. Every little boutique is different, but they're going to work together because they're all there to support each other, because they're small businesses. It's a small island and they're a community, and they do that. I think that's another reason I love it. So you've got island events. So they've got the one that I love that I've gone a couple times to, and I've done the run. It's the Lilac Festival, and I love, lilacs are my favorite. So it just was so fitting, and it smells amazing on there. They also do a bunch of other festivals, so you can go in there and find that. They have a Somewhere in Time weekend at the hotel, the Grand Hotel, in October, that you dress up like how they did in 1912, and they have tea, and then they show the movie. And Jane Seymour has been known to come back for that. and Christopher Reeve did for a while. Sadly, of course, he has passed. But even after his accident, I don't know if he did. I don't think he did make it, except maybe once to come up after that. But and then at the end, you're going to see Explore Mackinac. And it's going to say underneath it, About Mackinac. And you've got your member directory, contact, share your adventure, selfie scavenger hunt, podcasts, and text Mackinac. So this is really unique that they have branched, obviously, like I saw that there's podcasts on here. They've branched out for, you know, so many ways for them to share with you how the island is. And that is something that I love, that you can get on here and listen to it and kind of connect with it that way. So the other thing is the selfie scavenger hunt. I'm not much of a selfie person, but I'm definitely going to do this. And then at the end of the year, because you do use a certain hashtag, they will put you in a drawing that you could win. And they just do it at random. And it's drawn on January 2022. Gosh, that is hard to say. So look that up for that. I think one thing to remember when you are getting on this page is to go in there with an open mind, to not feel overwhelmed. And if you are, call the hotel, call the bureau and just say, listen, I am really struggling. I need to know. I've got this going on. I've got this going on. I'm torn between these two places. What do you recommend? They're going to tell you. They're going to say, okay, here's, they're not going to say, I'm going to give you an example. I'm staying at the Murray Hotel this time. So they're not, if I were to call and say, oh, I'm torn between the Chippewa and the Murray, they're not going to say, oh, well, you should do the Murray over the Chippewa. They're going to say, this is what you're going to find at the Murray, and this is what you're going to find at the Chippewa. And this is why this one might be more for you, and this is why this one might be more for you. And I think from what is given, not only on the page or from that person, is going to help you make that decision. I like to stay someplace new every time I go, if I can do that. I'm really looking forward to this next visit because I've arranged some interviews with some people there, and I hope to learn about some places that I've not been able to get into to stay, that I'm going to go in and talk with them if they're available and get some pictures and share and just get that extra little bit of information out there. And again, this is from a tourist point of view. They have it on the website, so you're probably like, why are you doing that? Because I feel if I can say to you, oh, if you were to reach out to me and say, where would you stay? I, like somebody else, might say, you know, I feel like you might like being on Market Street as opposed to Main Street. Or you might like being more on the outskirts of being downtown as opposed to being downtown. Or you might like to be more inland if you're going to do biking. And that is something you learn with each visit of what to do. Some people, they stay at the same place every time. It's what you feel most comfortable doing. And I think that is something that is so interesting, is when somebody goes there and they've stayed. And I did that for a long time. I would stay at the same place because there was a group of us and we would just, I found it to be, I loved it and we liked staying there. But then as I started branching out, I'm like, there's so much to stay at along here. And I just really like having that different option. So, plus, they've offered a lot more condos now, and that is awesome for you to be able to have that experience to stay at those places. So this is not going to be as long as some of my other podcasts. I just kind of wanted to go over the tourism page with you and say to go in there and check it out. It is going to be your guide in so many other ways than what you think. And as I mentioned, they have expanded it even more from when I first started getting on there. But I don't think I realized how much I was really using that until I started using it. And now it's my staple go-to. The other place that you can go to, if you're on Facebook, it's called Addicted to Mackinac. And you have to join. And they approve your posts. They do have some rules like other pages that you're on. I don't want to say that it's all tourism. It's not a tourism page. Like, people will put questions on there. But it's more about sharing your love of the island, maybe pictures that you've gotten there or experiences, and putting that out there. For example, one of the administrators, she shares, and I love this, she shares her job of what she does and talks about how she's doing her season employment, and she has to give out bike licenses, which I never thought about. But if you're an employee on there, and this is how they keep track in case the bike gets stolen, and it was actually very interesting. And she shares some different things too on it, on how her job works and what she does with it. And so I think that was something fun to get on there and find out. And I love seeing people's pictures, and then you can see some of the pictures and be like, where did you take that? I've not seen that part of the island. And I've reached out to people, and they've reached out to me and asked how to get to some place or what to do. And I, of course, send them back a thesis of everything. That's why I created the blog. And it's just a fun little page to get on and learn some things. So I would check it out if I were you, to get on there with it. And definitely follow Mackinac Island on Instagram. Once you get on there, you're also going to find some of the other places that are located on the island. And it is kind of fun to follow all of those because they share different specials that might be going on, whether it be food specials. You might also find that they have some lodging specials. And even in some of the boutiques, some of their sales that are going on. And then they'll introduce some of their staff that they have there as well, too. And whether it's their first summer there, their fifth summer there, if they're becoming a local resident, you know, it's really kind of fun to be able to see that. So I hope that with this little bit of information that you can get on there and check it out and feel like you know more about Mackinac with it, because it really, that page, they've done a really, really good job of sharing so much information that you can find it out on there. And if you haven't seen it, then I'm not trying to be rude, that's your own fault, because it is out there. And it's so fun to be able to get on there and be like, oh my gosh, yes, okay, that makes a lot of sense. And then if you do, like I said, have questions, reach out to somebody who has been or that is there, and they're going to help you. So don't be afraid to do that, because I feel in this tech-savvy world anymore, that communication can sometimes be lost, and I don't want to see that happen when you're trying to figure this out. So I will share some of these links and the pages that I've talked about on my Instagram page for It's Your World, I Just Live In It. And I will also share my blog page. And that about sums it up for today. So wish me luck with my air conditioner. It's all going to work out. Everything does. And until then, remember that it's your world, I just live in it. It's Your World, I Just Live In It is written, produced, and edited by your host, Heather.